But New York Congressman Charles Rangel has another take. I asked him if he thinks Senator Clinton should drop out so the party can wrap up its nomination process and start the general election battle against Republican John McCain.
I never heard any logic to any thinking in any contest that someone can win that anyone would suggest that they drop out except their competitors. It just doesn't make any sense. And if you can give me one reason where a candidate can mathematically win why he or she should drop out, it will be news to me. I've been in politics since I've been in school, and I've never heard the dropout theory before.
I understand that your wife is actually an Obama supporter. So did you try to convince her? And if so, what did you say about Senator Clinton?
I am so amazed that so many people are not married to people that have a mind of their own. But while it seemed remarkable, my wife is an independent. And while we do debate the difference between inspiring speeches and experienced people, it's a civil debate. And I hope we had more of that in this campaign.
We spoke with Congressman Clyburn, and he said that he supports a long and robust primary season and going all the way to the end. Nonetheless, he has been very vocal about some of the statements that former President Bill Clinton has made. Despite your support for Senator Clinton, do you think that the former president has been out of line?
I don't think it's right for someone that hasn't selected a candidate that has nationwide recognition to be critical when they have such an important political position in our party. I don't think that Bill Clinton is a candidate. And whatever he has said, if he's been over-exuberant, we should get to the issues as to who's going to be on the ballot. I just don't think national leaders who haven't taken national positions should try to get into a debate as whether you think Bill Clinton is right or wrong. You know, I take the position that he's an ex-president, he's a politician, but more importantly, he's emotionally involved with his wife's campaign.
There have been clear cases of attacks on Senator Clinton or remarks about Senator Clinton that are low blows that have to do with gender. Do you think that she should fight harder against statements that are out of line in that way?
You know, the negative campaign is so effective in terms of poll raising. At the same time, it discourages Americans from getting involved. This campaign has been so exciting that I would hope that both of our great candidates would do all that they can to get away from, not only get away from negative advertising, but to be critical of those that encourage and support this, that appear to be on the teams. And so Hillary Clinton has caught more than her share of criticism since she first entered politics. But I've known her before then. And knowing what our opponents in the Republican Party are capable of, I think she's more than ready to take the blows. And it's based really on experience and being out there. And that is really one of the major advantages that I think she has over this outstanding and brilliant person, the ability to take a punch, the ability to fight back, and still to keep the debate on the highest possible level, because people are not concerned with what church or synagogue or what temple you go to. They're concerned with what are you going to do for our country, not what your religious, spiritual leaders think about.
Speaking of religious and spiritual leaders, Reverend Wright has been in the news again and again, and Senator Obama came out this week and denounced him for making statements that he felt were out of line with Senator Obama's beliefs. Do you think that this whole dance between Reverend Wright and Senator Obama has hurt the overall conversation about race relations in America?
No, not about race relationship, but subjectively, I don't think that Obama has been running as an African-American, literally. And now, because of the press's concern about statements made years ago by his pastor, It is the pastor that said that the black church has been established, just like some black leaders say that Bill Clinton has offended black people. No one has the authority to say these type of ridiculous things, and because it's exciting for the press, we can't get them to get back to the debate, get back to the things that America is concerned about. So it just hurts the whole campaign for presidency more than race relationships.
Well, Congressman, thank you so much.
Thank you. Great station. My favorite.
Appreciate it. We were talking to Congressman Charles Rangel. He represents New York's 15th district.